Yevamos Perek Tes Vav Mishnah Yud. Here, her claim when she comes back from Dinas Hayom is with a little bit of an interesting twist. Nitan li Yovam bim Dinas Hayom. She went off with her husband. She went off with her in-laws also. Nebuch, everybody was killed. She says that her shviger gave birth. Her in-laws had another son. And now she has a Yovam. And then she adds to that, Meis Baili v'achakach Meis Yevami. She's the one who gave us information that her husband has a brother. Till now we thought her husband was an only son. Then she says, Meis Baili v'achakach Meis Yevami. Or she says, Yevami v'achakach Baili. She says that either way, either she never became a chuyiv b'yibum, because the Yovam died first, or her husband died, and then the Yovam, which she was mechuyiv liyibum, but now her Yovam died. Now, vaita, she's muteres l'shuk. So the halach is on both of these cases in their menace. And the reason is because when she walked out, when she left, she was becheskas enes kukal Yovam, if her husband would die. Of course, she's an esh tish. But on that, she's nemon, that she's not an esh tish anymore. Mitzad her becheskas, insofar yibum is concerned, she's staying in her matzah. The fact that she says that there was a brother-in-law and he died doesn't change the way we see her. So Mela, the Becheska is still the same, and that's why she's Nemenis. Here we have where there was a Becheska that she did have a Yavim. If her husband would die now, we would assume that she's Kukat to her brother-in-law. She has a brother-in-law. Omra, she says, Meis Baili v'chakach Meis Yivomi. Yivomi v'achakach Baili. Either way, she's saying right now that she's not Skuka liyibum, Eino nemenes, because she's breaking the becheskas of her situation. She's not nemon to break out of tlafki atzmi becheskosa. Now, for a woman to break out of, by saying her husband died and break away from her chazok, every eshesish that says her husband died is doing that. And if anything, the issa eshesish is more chum. Issa zekuka l'shuk is only in issa lav. So the Mishnah speaks it out. She'eino isha nemenes lema meis yivami shetinase. A woman does not have the koyach edus of daiko mintsiva and mishumiguna akilu barabonim for her to say that she's ois zekuka liyibum. To say that she could get married lashuk without chalitza. Why? Chazal were only mekel legabi isa baile, legabi isa eshizish. The isser of zekuka liyibum, that we don't have a daiko mitzvah. The daiko mitzvah is only on her status as an eish esish, as opposed to a zinsa tachas bailo, that she's nemenes and no more. Veloy, she also doesn't have an emonus to say meso achoisi shetikonas lebeisa. If you'd have, let's say, two brothers married to two sisters, we would have the same shale, she's kukalibum. Two brothers married two sisters. The assumption is even if her husband dies, she's not a medes l'siyabim by a brother-in-law because she's achoisi shtoy. Right, she'd be out to the shul. Now she says, no. My sister died before my husband. So by the time my sister died, when my husband died, I was already in Eishes Ach B'mokim Yibum. She's not Nemenis. We don't give her an Emonis on that. It's another Isser. It's an Isser Kala. It's only Chayvi Krisus, not Chayvi Mrs. Bezin. Because we're only making on the Isser Eishes Ish. That's where we have the Daiko Mitzvah. Nochazach Ve'eno Ish Nemon Loimar Meis Ochi Sheyabim Ishtoi. For a man to say his brother died and will be maimin him to be matur eshes achdim, on that you can be choishes. Shemain of nosamboy. Beloy meisa ishti, she is a choisa. He also can't say that his wife died, they should be able to marry his sister-in-law. He's becheskas, not being them. And over here, we have a chashash that maybe he would lie, maybe he wants to marry the sister-in-law. So therefore he's not nemon. Even though it's not necessarily that he's being matur in eshes ish. By the first case, when he says meisochi, so maybe he's being nemon on being matur in eshes ish, because he's saying that his brother died and his sister-in-law is no longer in eshes ish. Rather that he'd be nemon. But he's not nemon, avazoi vait, that he's being also matur her to his yibu, that he wouldn't be nemon. But by meisa ishti, L'chay, he's allowed to marry another woman. He's not Naguna. There's no Mishum Naguna Akilu Barabon. The only shah is he's not allowed to marry his sister-in-law. On that, you have to say that there's a chashash over there with Loi Sheminos Neinel Ba'achel, so we don't believe him. Kivenga on the Gilyan, brings an important Maran Malkim. He says, B'shem the Tur, that the Eidus that the husband said over here is Meis Ochi Sheyabim Ishtoi. He said Eidus Klape the Yibum. So that is a reis of, because he said it to be Matir and Iser of Eishes Ach, and that there's no Takon of the Rabban to be Maimin him. So that is not Nemun. Tchila Seidusa Isra. But what would be, let's say, Stamazo, he says Meis Ochi. So he'd be mad to her like any Eishes Ach to be mad to her l'shuk. Muteres l'inosli. Novos, that's always the halacha we had earlier, that the Eid Echor who's the matir of an Eishes Ish can't marry her. There would be Choshish. We only allow an Eid Echor if he doesn't say in the Gius that he wants to marry her. So that would be halacha l'gabi the brother also. He wouldn't be able to be miyabim her. Shem anosli ne'abo. So what would he be? He would be stuck. Avivai, the brother died. She's Kukalibim, he can't marry her, he's the Eidakot, so he would have to give a chalitza. Pekta Zayim Mishnah Aleph. For Isha Shaholach Bailu Vitzoroslam Dinas Hayom. Mishnah is a continuation of the theme, but we're going to have a lot of Tosefis in on these dinim over here in this parak. She didn't go herself over here. Her husband with Tzorosa went, Ubo V'omrulo, an outside aid, not the Tzor, Tzor wouldn't be believed to be Mater Lashuk. Another aid came and said, Meiz Bailich. It's a complicating factor. We're talking over here, the woman whose husband died, Nebuchadnezzar, without children. That being the case, and he has a brother. Is she a medesliyim? Is she not? So here's the catch. She herself doesn't have children. Dervile her tzara also didn't have children. But maybe her tzara did. The husband went off with another wife, Lumdina Sayom. 5 years later, who's for her to marry the marshal, let's say her husband, who's dead. We believe that her husband's dead. Daiko Mitzvah, the aide said her husband died. Could she marry her brother-in-law? How could we assume that the tzoru who's been Lumdina Sayom didn't have children? On the other hand, how could she get married to Lashok? So she's stuck either way. Loitinosev and Loitisyabim. Until she finds out. Now, look, there should be a simple eitz over here. Let the brother-in-law is here with her. The husband ran off from Medina Sayom with another wife. She's here where they always lived with the brother-in-law. The brother-in-law could be chalitzer. Either he's chalitzer and it was a chalitza, or she never needed a chalitza. She's mutaz l'shuk now. So why not? So let's add another knetch. The way we paskin in the fourth parak in Perek HaKoylitz, if the tzoro is a milberes, the halacha is you can't be chalitza. Now the chalitza doesn't work. We paskin according to the shita that holds that a chalitza of a milberes, yibum of a milberes, not chal. Chalitza of a milberes as well as not chal. We explain the chiddush in that in the fourth parak. That means that right now, besides for not knowing whether she had a child, the tzoro, she can't know, maybe the tzara is with the child, maybe she's a mubez, and the chalitza doesn't work. That's not an etzah, but there should still be an etzah. Wait 9 months. But manavshach, either she was expecting, and then she gave birth already, or she never was expecting. Wait 9 months, and then be chalitza. Why do you have to spend years to be mevarer whether the tzara had a child or not? The answer the Gemara says, it didn't derabbanon. It should work, but hey, yois, if you do the chalitza, we assume she's a psul lakuna. And then if you find out that that the tzara never had a child, so it comes out that the chalitza, if the tzara had a child, so then the chalitza is not a chalitza, so you machris on her, midrabanu, she's psul lekuna, so because of a kilkul, in psul lekuna, we said, first do the homework, and then we'll talk chalitza. That's the pshat in the halacha over here. There's an extra point to make over here, that the Rishonim, the Gemara is busy with, and the Rishonim are busy with, and that is, we're saying over here that when a woman goes Lumdin Seyom, remember, what was the Becheskas? The Stomi is before Neinu, she doesn't have children, her Tzara doesn't have children. Why can't you, based on Chazoka, to make Korah, then say, Miss Stomi, there were no children? The Teretz is, the Gemara explains, that there's a Roiv Noshim Misabris V'Yoldes. You have to assume, when a woman goes off another woman, her Tzara went off the husband, there's definitely a proper assumption that if he went off the woman of childbearing age, that she gave birth over a number of years. So to say that there's a stomius of a couple gets married, the stomius they have children. Most people do have children. Rav Nashim is Abbas Vyaldas. So to say that her husband went off with the Tzara 5 years, 7 years, Timdin Sayyam, and there's a Becheskas that she's Eino, that there are no children, that's Nish Tzimzach. So because of that, the Chazok is broken. Lemaisa, it's not as simple as that, because in the Mishnah Tess, we did have a Meiz Baile V'achak Meiz Bini. And it's in the context of Nitnali Ben Bimdin Sayom, where we saw her as not having children, and now she comes back, and the stomius is that the Becheskas, the Befonenu, is that she doesn't have children. She's considered as creating the reality that she has a child. It seems from the Mishnah Tess, we explained it over the Chavya Navshe, that it's all based on her saying, what do you mean? What happened to the Rav Noshim Mizabas V'yoldos? L'chair, the same way in Mishnah Tess, the stomius is if she comes back, that's only based on her say-so, and without that, we wouldn't see her as having a child. She's Becheskas not having had a child. L'chair, over here, the same thing should be true. Reb Kiva Eger, in the previous Mishnah Tess, and Ois Kuf Chavei, brings this Mutrai B'Shem HaRajba. When do we say what's called B'loshon HaRishonim Smoich Miuta L'Chazoka? That means you have a Rav Noshim Mesabbos V'Yoldos, you have a Chazoka. When do we say that, even though normally Rav is better than Chazoka, Ruba V'Chazoka, Ruba Odiv, but there are certain cases, maybe it's only Derabonon, where we say Smoich Miuta, the Miut has enough Koyach B'tziruf with Chazoka, and we look at it as a Safek HaShokel. When we say that, when we don't say that, seems to be a steer over here. That's the Kiveg of Leibs Tzorchin. In the Mishnah, by us, it seems clear that we're creating a reality of a Sofik based on Roiv. So maybe the Pshah is that's only a Sofik. In the Mishnah Tess before, we're looking at her as a Vadai not having children, even though she went off from Dinis Hayom. Why? Because of her Chazoka. Is that a Vadai? Is the Chazoka B'tziruf with the Miut, is it stronger than the Roiv? That's the Mutsurai over here. The last case in the Mishnah over here is Hoysala Chomus Eina Choshesheshes. She has a Shviger B'mdinas Hayom Eina Choshesheshes. What is she not being Choshesh for? So what we have over here is we have a woman who's married in place A. She's in New York with her husband. And B'mdinas Hayom, her husband died, that's for sure. B'mdinas Hayom, she has in-laws B'mdinas Hayom. They came to New York, they came from the old world. They came from Eastern Europe. Over there, she has a Shvei and a Shviger. Maybe a Shviger had a child. Now, L'chur would be based on what we just said. We should say, oh, it's definitely a good chance that a Shviger had a child. But over here, Eina Choshesh is why. So the Mefarshim explained from the Gemara that over here we have two tzadim. A, maybe the Shviger didn't have a child. B, even if she had a child, maybe she had a girl. A sister-in-law is not Zoykek as her to Yibum. What Zoykek her to Yibum is only a brother-in-law. So you have a 50-50. That her Shviger had a boy or a girl if she had children, and even that's not a Vadai. Even if you call it a Roiv, Avada the Smoich Miuto to the 50-50, and Avada you have a Roiv chance that her mother-in-law did not give birth to a potential Yovam to be Zoykiker to Aser Lashuk. However, if Yotza Maleya, let's say the young couple, the husband, the wife that we're talking about over here stayed in Europe. It was the Shvan and the Shviger that went to New York, and now there's no word from them. Her husband died. At the point when her in-laws went to New York, they didn't have other children. So L'chair, she was a Becheskas, a Medes, Lihinose, Leshuk, if her husband would die. Problem, maybe her mother-in-law gave birth. Maybe there's even a Roiv that her mother-in-law would give birth. On that we say Hezekhain. If she's a Yotza Maleya, right now she went out, she left expectant, so then the halacha is Choshesheshes, because to say that maybe she didn't become more bad, that you can't say. Elamai, what do you have? You have a Suffolk. Maybe she gave birth to a son, maybe she gave birth to a daughter. That's a Suffolk that you have to be Choshesh for. And yeah, you're going to have to send, I don't know, a Shliach, telegrams, whatever, to New York to find out what the Shviger had. Rabbi Shua Eina Choshesheshes. Rabbi Shua said you have a right to rely over here, still on a roiv. Why? Even though Yotza Samaleo, but there's another chance. There's a chance over here that maybe the mother-in-law was Mapel. And maybe she had a miscarriage. There's 50-50 if she gave birth to a live, healthy child, a son or a daughter. Only the son is Zoykik Hurt Liyibum. The daughter is not, so that's 50-50. But Tziruf with that, maybe she was Mapel. So in the first case, where the Shviger is not milberes befanenu. Therefore, sure, you have a roiv with the 50-50 son, daughter, betziv with the maybe she never gave birth. But over here, where she's a milberes befanenu, you can't look at her that she's becheskas. But you have to look at her becheskas that there's at least there's a 50% chance, at least a legitimate suffix, that she's going to be zkuka liibum. So merely you don't see her as not a mezushuk. So the Tanakama holds the Bechi Agadnu, you see it as a 50-50, even though there's a chance, really, that she was mapul. So the way the Gemara says that since there's a Muberes, we don't, L'shem Yomus Lechashinu, we don't see the Uber turning into a Hapolo. It's not Befonenu, we see a Muberes. So it's a 50-50. Beshua holds no. Every Uber, there's a chance of Shem Yomus. So it's not a 50-50, it's going to be a Zohar. That's the Machlekes over here. Now, L'cha'oira, there's another Nekuda here to point out. You could say it's 50-50 what her Shviga gave birth to, but there's another chance. Maybe there's a chance that her Shviga gave birth to the son, her potential Yavam, after her husband died. In which case, since at the point of Misa, her husband didn't have a brother, she's Avada Yotzei L'Shuk, we learned in the first parak. She doesn't become Skuka to a Yavam that's born afterwards. Not only that, but it's also an Eshtach Shalei B'Lama. It's Eshtach Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah. So L'chor, she's definitely, L'chor, that should definitely be a part of the Sovik, and then it's not a 50-50. So you look at the Teis Yomti, brings the Nusach of the Nemuki Yosef, where we're talking about that it was Ovar Zman Leidosa. That means you know for sure that the husband died, her husband died, for sure after the expected due date of her Shviga. So then you have to see it as a Uber Befonenu. If she gave birth, it's 50-50, and that's Yichshash. But if you'd be able to be Mitzar Vosa, well, maybe the Shviga gave birth before, you have no idea when, so then you would have more than a 50-50 on the side of not being Skukalibum, and Avada would be Mutter. The Mepharshim on the side point this out.